Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hi-ho, Silver. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In the 1960s, Southern California was home to one of the more unusually themed dining experiences, and one of the most short-lived rode into town in 1969, the Lone Ranger Family Fast Food Restaurant. Riding the popularity of the beloved masked hero from the TV show The Lone Ranger, which aired on ABC from 1949 to 1957, which is actually a pretty long time from 1957 to 1969. So yeah. They were really banking on.
They really went for it. I mean,
they were like, it's been 12 years since the show has been on. Iconic as it is.
Yeah. Listen, we know it's in the zeitgeist now. We think, we hope. How about this?
Fast food.
You love the Lone Ranger. You'll love a hamburger. How do these two meet? You'll find out.
The eatery promised an experience that blended quick service with a Western flair. It was designed to attract families by offering not just burgers and fries, but a chance to immerse themselves in the world of the Lone Ranger, complete with rustic decor, cowboy motifs, and a wholesome Law and Order image. Mm. So probably kids,
yeah,
and adults, there's probably a little bit of a generational gap in between who liked this, since it wasn't on the heels of the show. It was take a show. It's like, might be a little bit different, but let's just say the TV show The Office had a themed restaurant now. Probably would do really well because that show is very, very iconic. But I'm just trying to think of a popular show that was popular 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah, well, it's also a very, The Office is a great parallel, but The Office is not really a niche show. This show is, is fairly niche, I would say. It's kind of Western. It's kind of, and I haven't seen an episode in many years, but it is kind of, like kind of simple, kind of romantic.
Parks
maybe.
And Recreation, maybe. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of shows from like
or
that
something,
were, 10, 12 years ago.
Exactly. Again, it does lend itself to a theme for sure, but you need those like really outspoken, committed fans to be able to pull this off like you would with The Office.
And hopefully it being syndicated keeps it in people's minds enough to keep a brand new fast food restaurant afloat.
Yeah. There's a lot of places you can get French fries in the world. You know, like what the big fans, how many are they? Like, where are they going? Where do they live? Are they going to go to this restaurant?
Well, we're going to hope they're all in Southern California. Pretty much Los Angeles, we're going to hope for.
Pretty much.
Staff often dressed in Western-style uniforms, and the walls were adorned with memorabilia, celebrating the adventures of the Lone Ranger and his trusty companion, Tonto. The menu was simple and family-friendly, focusing on the staples of fast food. There were playful nods to the show, like the item names, and for children, the restaurant offered small souvenirs or theme packaging to make the meal feel like part of the adventure. So all pretty common. I mean, I think the novelty comes first.
Sure.
And the food comes second, but that's pretty standard.
Yeah, I mean, I think about Ed DeBevick's. I think about, we've talked about the Model Cafe, even Planet Hollywood, these things where it's like they're bringing people in with this IP and hoping that people enjoy themselves enough where they will go back there again and not just for like a one-time thing or to see some memorabilia on the walls or have this specific experience.
Everyone wants their delicious IP, you know?
Everyone needs it.
The menu consisted of hamburgers, fries, milkshakes, fried chicken, and themed items like the Sheriff's Steak Sandwich and convenient saddlebag takeout meals. Sounds good, though, huh?
A saddlebag takeout meal. It better be in some leathery branding better be on. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The restaurant debuted at Wilshire Boulevard and Stanford Street in Santa Monica. The grand opening, September 5th, 1969, and featured Clayton Moore, played the Lone Ranger, clad in his Lone Ranger uniform, which I'm sure he was very excited to do.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't have that much going on.
And even his famous horse, Silver, met crowds over the three-day celebration. Mm. Additional locations followed, one near Crenshaw and Exposition, another in Torrance at Hawthorne Boulevard, and a spot in Huntington Beach at Beach Boulevard and Slater Avenue. There was also a Westwood location in the mix. So all Southern California,
wow.
All right here.
Honestly, I'm very impressed because that's a lot of chain restaurants that is as specific as that.
What I was searching for was like, what is one of the most short-lived chain fast food restaurants? And this is the thing that popped up to me that was the most interesting because it all took place in Southern California, adjacent to obviously to Hollywood, which makes sense. But the kind of Southern Western theme.
Yeah.
How would it have done in Texas or New Mexico?
Yeah. I mean, it is a very Hollywood. I mean, I would obviously want to go there. It sounds fantastic, you know.
There's a lot of imagery, and there's still, you can find some photos. We'll post them on the Instagram. Mm-hmm. Despite initial rising sales, profits were down by nearly 30% by 1970. So immediately, I think people were like, McDonald's is doing great.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box is doing great. Burger King, there's probably
Mel's Diner. I mean,
there's a lot going on.
I don't think people know this about LA, but there are a ton of like burger, milkshake,
and themed
things, which makes sense. But it's also like to sustain that, you really need more than, you know,
a saddlebag
to go bag.
By mid-1971, losses around $2.7 million forced decision makers to concede defeat. Four of the five restaurants closed by late 1971, and the final one was gone by 1972.
Okay. You know what? 69 to 72, I will say, not a bad run. You know what all this reminds me of, though? And this is something that's like a little, you know, of this time, is the Tesla Cafe, too.
Yeah.
It's like another, it's a thing, it's a theme thing. It's very specific. It's a diner, you know. The theme and the food, very loosely connected. How long will it last?
Hopefully not long.